In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, the Sunday after the celebration of the Nativity of Christ, we remember the human family of Jesus Christ, the members of his human family. And that includes David, the king, the prophet David, the ancestor of this family. David, who was a prophet, a king whose kingship is not fulfilled, all that a kingship should be, until the birth of Jesus Christ. David, a man who is remembered as a shepherd of his people, as Christ will be the fulfillment of the shepherding of all of the people of the new Israel. David, who wrote so many of the Psalms and foreshadowed the worship in spirit and in truth, as David himself longed to worship in that way, as a man who was a penitent sinner, who sinned powerfully and greatly from his throne of authority, and also repented powerfully and deeply in the Psalms before God, and longed to be able to fulfill his spiritual life and to worship God in spirit and in truth, instead of worshiping him from the distance of his repentance, where that repentance is not brought into a oneness and a communion with God as we are. When we come and we repent our sins, we enter into and share in divine life after our repentance. David longed for that. And that too is fulfilled in Christ. We also remember James, the brother of the Lord. If the scriptures were written today, we would call him, because of our concern for precision, James, the stepbrother of the Lord. We think we invented the idea in our own time of families that include those who are not part of the direct birth by a mother and a father and a child. But that, in fact, is not the case. In ancient times, in the time of Jesus Christ, those members of the family that came into the family by marriage, or those members of the family that came into the family by way of adoption, those members of the family that lived the same life, they were all referred to as family. They were called brothers and sisters. James, the brother of the Lord. James, who was the head of the very first Christian community, the community in Jerusalem. The Christian community from which all other Christian communities are descended, including ours. Family. His was the first Christian community. When we read from St. Paul, we heard St. Paul mention that he didn't see anyone of the other apostles other than Peter, except for James, brother of the Lord. And because Paul mentions St. James, we read the part of that epistle where he mentions having gone to James, the brother of the Lord. And also, we mention Joseph. Joseph, who took as his wife Mary to protect her, even though he knew that strangely and unusually she was already with child, as it was revealed to him by the angel, the child of God, the Son of God himself. And the life that is within her is of the Holy Spirit of God. Take her as your wife to protect her. That's why Joseph is the highest example that we have of a holy spiritual father. If we want to know what fatherhood is like, we can look at Joseph And what we see is his humility, the humility with which he protects the members of his family, Mary and this incredible child. It's said of Joseph that, like a good father, he provides food for those who without him would have no food. It's the essence of the understanding of the meaning of fatherhood as protection. We talked last week about how motherhood does not end with the birth of a child, and so too fatherhood does not end with the birth of a child. Just as a mother spends her life loving and protecting her child, just as his life or her life is shared by the mother, that child's life is shared by the father as the protector when that child needs protection. That's the main thing that he does as a father. Joseph is the protector. He doesn't receive great glory for this. We don't know a great deal about Joseph, except that he completely fulfilled the calling for which he was chosen. Joseph was chosen just as Mary was chosen, but in a different way. Humility is essential for both of them. That humility is lived out in such a different way. Sister Thecla of the Monastery of the Assumption in Normansby, England, commenting on the words, "Many are called, but few are chosen." Being chosen, what does that mean? Sister Thecla said that God chooses those who accept and affirm their having been called. We are all called, but not all of us affirm God's calling and accept it the way Mary did. "Let it be done as you have said," is her response. And Joseph, too, humbly accepts the fact that he is called to be the protector of the mother of Christ, the mother of God. When the angel comes and tells Joseph that there is danger from Herod, the angel says of the child and its mother, "Take the child and his mother and go down into Egypt because Herod is seeking to kill him." Herod, by that time, has killed all of the children of Bethlehem. Thousands die in order to protect Herod's kingship. There is a contrast here between two fathers of two very different kinds of families. On the one hand, there is the Holy Family, the Theotokos, Mary, the mother of Jesus, the Christ, and Joseph, chosen to protect as the human father, the Son of God. And on the other hand, there is Herod's family. Herod, too, has a family. He has three sons. One of them is the one, Archelaus, who will be there when Joseph returns from Egypt, and Joseph won't be able to return to where he had been before, where the child was born. He'll have to go into exile. Christ is in exile in Egypt. And when he returns as a child, he still lives in exile in Galilee, which is not part of the Jewish part of that part of the world. It's outside of there. It's amongst the Gentiles. And he grows up in that exile. Herod's family is a family that is devoted to power and wealth and lust. His sons are like him. One of them goes on to become the Herod who beheads John the Baptist. And we know about the profane dance that came before the beheading of John the Baptist. That's the kind of family that Herod had. A family that was devoted to the love of power and the things of this world, a kingship of this world. And in order to maintain that, he was willing to kill all of those thousands, sought information from the wise men in order to destroy the one who was his enemy. They could make a kind of a movie about this, you know, about Joseph, who had this special family that needed protection. And there was this other evil family, Herod's family, a family more like our own than we would like to admit, where we believe what we need in order to protect our children and what we have is power, wealth, security, to be able to hand on to them all of the good things of this world, the power, wealth, and security that we had ourselves, our standards and the values that we teach them based on those assumptions. Is our family more like Herod's family, or is it more like the holy family that Joseph protects? Without exalting himself, constantly fulfilling all that is needed. The one God chooses, Sister Tekla says, is never spared by God. Always has to do all of the things that are necessary to protect the family. As Joseph does, taking Mary and Jesus down into Egypt, that long and difficult journey into a foreign land, and then returning, protecting them, feeding them, providing for them in Galilee. And Christ is called a Nazarene because he attains his adulthood living under the protection of Joseph. Father Lev Gillet says that when we hear about the angel coming to Joseph and telling him that it is given to him to protect this new divine life, we should take this as a calling to ourselves. Having prepared to celebrate the birth of Christ during the fast, and now celebrating the birth of Christ into the world, the birth of Christ into ourselves, the birth of Christ into our own heart and our own soul. We should take the angel's words for our own and realize that we must protect this divine life that is born in us, that we can sometimes feel like a mother can feel a child within her body, every once in a while, a little kick, a little reminder that there is a life there that is more than ourselves. Every once in a while, we have the experience of knowing something about ourselves, God's revealing some sin about ourselves that we had not known before. And it is God who has revealed that sin to us. It is the life of Christ living inside of us. Whenever we are prodded to love someone beyond our own selfishness, whenever we are prodded to protect someone that needs protection, whenever we are prodded to worship Christ rather than the things of this world, it is because of that life that is there within us. And it is our responsibility, as it was Joseph's responsibility, to fight against the one who seeks to put the life within us to death, as Herod wanted more than anything else, in order to protect his rule from this threat. So there is some Herod inside of us who wants to put to death this new life that has been conceived in us. And it is our responsibility to protect that new life from the Herod that is sometimes in us. The anger, the wrath, the lust, the envy of the world, the desire for greater power, the desire for greater security. It could make us into the head of an inner life that is completely the opposite of the life of Christ, his mother who gave him birth, and Joseph who protects him. We are called upon to make a quiet, silent place of refuge within ourselves to protect the growing divine life within us, and by our spiritual life, by prayer, by coming to confession and confessing our sins and returning to a oneness with God, gradually raising that growing life within us until it can reach the fullness of the stature of Christ. We have been called, just as Mary was called, as Joseph was called. But few choose to affirm that call. And the ones who affirm God's call, those are the ones who are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Mother Thecla says, because few want to be chosen. Many choose to say no. The divine life is given to us. We know that it exists. We have experienced the birth of Christ within us. Whether that life is protected and sheltered and grows to maturity, that's up to us. That's our spiritual calling. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.